It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The hammer drill is used primarily to drill into hard surfaces. Concrete,
okay.
Cinder block. It is used with specialty hardware that you can eat. I'll suffer through bad television, bad movies, if the theme is revenge.
But, how many times did you go to the theater to see Walking Tall?
I love the original Walking with Joe Don Baker.
Yes, it's great.
Oh, the original Walking Tall is fantastic.
When you are using a drill bit and a screw, the best way to measure it is to hold the bit in front of the screw and hold it to the light, and you want to see the threads of the screw, but not the interior of the screw. That's something that I do when I mount something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whether it be on my wall or my wife.
Mounting.
Yeah, look for a video of that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
I want to say something at the beginning of the show today.
Thank you.
About the people that support us, and I don't know if we have a promo for the cards today, the TMOS playing cards.
No,
that
we
are
today.
Are selling fast. They're specialty cards. Like, I sign everything, right?
Right.
And I really do sign it. Rob used to sign for us.
I got really good at your signature.
You got good at you're better at my signature than I am. I'm going to tell you this, folks.
Yeah.
The signatures on the cards are real. They are authentic, but my diminishing motor skills, I don't sign them on the flat part of the card. Where I'm signing them is when you get the, I thought I had them. Oh,
well, I have them here, Mike. So
right,
where
I've
do you sign
here.
Them?
I've got them right okay. here. All right, so let me show you the card package here. All right, there we go.
Card package custom designed, by the way. Beautiful stuff.
I sign the cards. Oh, I did it again.
What are you, Britney Spears? Here it comes, folks. The focus is going to happen. You have to put your hand behind it. Okay.
I sign the cards.
On the side.
Here. And I have been challenged. Rob's shuffling the cards right now.
I am. I love it.
I have been I have been doing the, the best I can.
It's a hard surface to sign because it's longer than it is tall, and it's narrow. Do you hold the box with your right hand and sign with your left? Is that how it works?
Whatever way it works, I just want to tell people I'm really trying to do the best I can. Well, and I thought it was the blank space that I should use so as not to interfere with the beautiful design by Rob's daughter of the playing cards. And I Carla wanted me to remind everybody the playing cards are going fast. So, you know, if you want
extraordinary limited run.
Like most of our runs, that's the way we sell stuff.
And take the jokers out.
Take the jokers out. And Rob did a nice video for the cards yesterday. And did you get my video that I sent you yesterday?
I watched it with great relish because it was, I mean, the whole notion of that era of the Tonight Show being captured is great. But the performance by Buddy Rich, I've not seen speed like that, like, ever.
You know, there are people that come into my life and people that come out of my life, and
I'm still in, right?
You're still in. Well, you're on the share list. you've been on my share list for 30 years.
Yeah.
And the share list is the list of I will share stuff with you that I wouldn't share with a lot of other people. And Rob is into nostalgia. He is into the old. This is I was speaking yesterday when we had the mailbag, right? That's when somebody asked us about music.
About music, yeah.
I was speaking about my introduction to Buddy Rich, where my dad came home. And on my feed yesterday pops up a 1966, very, very choppy video of the old Tonight Show when they were, I believe, taping it in New York or filming it in New York or doing what a kinescope.
It was, you know. It was, yeah.
And it's Buddy Rich in 1966, where he is not kind of the old guy that I saw most of my growing up years. And so, because I was a little kid at that particular point. And so the cool thing is, the very first album my dad brought me was the album in 1966, the new album in 66, that Johnny Carson holds up. A baby Johnny Carson, too.
Yeah.
I mean, God, if you want to be an advertisement.
He'd only been on
that.
The air for what, 4 years?
Just the brand new Tonight Show. And he brings Buddy on in his absolute prime. And I've never, ever seen Buddy work that hard. This was his signature song was West Side Story Medley. If you get a chance, check it out on YouTube. Just go Buddy Rich West Side Story Medley.
Right. It's
his signature song. And this is it's a tough video to watch, but man, oh man, never saw him play it like this. So I shared it with Rob yesterday.
I loved it. And I had a question.
Because that was the album my dad brought home that from work that day. I don't know, like the late 60s, early 70s.
Wasn't
when he
Buddy
brought it home.
Constantly reinventing his orchestra?
I mean, he was replacing his orchestra. The charts stayed the same for years and years, and there were new songs that they would add. But pretty much that was. That was the original recreated band that he formed in a time in the mid-60s to late-60s when nobody was forming big bands. Big band music was dead, long since dead at that particular point.
Yeah, he seemed like he was so into it because I've seen, there's one thing called...
That's it, being into it, you know?
There's one concert that I think you can download it now. It was out of print for a long time. Sinatra's Concert for the Americas.
Which is probably on YouTube and as far as video, that I think is the widest distribution of Buddy Rich video that every
yeah,
that's
and
everywhere.
It's a beautiful capture, but he does seem
it's an okay capture. It's not perfect, but it's
well
okay.
I mean, what I was gonna say is that even if it had been a perfect capture, he's not as into it as he is here. This is a guy that's selling a record, not a guy who's, you know, performing. He wants to sell this album, and I saw a little fire there. I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought
that's
it was
what
so
I
cool.
that's the difference. You know, so I just was that was a share moment that I had.
Love it.
That I wanted to. Another thing I had shared with Rob off air yesterday was my catching up with a particular television show that, and Rob said, it sucks. And I said, no, I'm into it. I mean, I said, it's not perfect.
Oh, it's
but it
very
doesn't
far
suck.
From perfect.
It's not perfect, but it was, I said, but I'll stay with it. So the moral of this story is when you kind of think something's not good, it's probably not good.
It's not going to get better.
The show, I think first time it came out was 2020.
Yeah.
And then I think they did another one in 2023, and now it's gone.
Right.
And the show is on Amazon, and it's Hunters with Al Pacino playing Jewish. So over the top.
Mike, I have a clip here of Al Pacino. May I play it?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, we're going to get a Nazi.
And
thank you.
It's ultimately one of my favorite genres of television show or film.
Good
a
story,
revenge,
yeah.
The ultimate revenge show. So that's what gets me. I'll suffer through bad television, bad movies, if the theme is revenge.
Mike,
I don't know what that says about me. But,
how many times did you go to the theater to see Walking Tall?
I love the original Walking with Joe Don Baker.
Yes, it's great.
Oh, the original Walking Tall is fantastic. I didn't like the second one.
Walking Tall Part 2.
I didn't care for it. But man, oh man. I stay with this, and I'm like, okay,
horrible.
That lacks a little credibility. And then I'd say, well, that lacks a little credibility. But ultimately, It's one of my favorite things in the world, killing Nazis. Killing Nazis, killing Russians in modern day, I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm
killing all me in softly with his song. All of these things are great.
I am all in, and I'm watching it. And it's like killing Nazis, torturing Nazis in the worst possible, finding, hiding Nazis, and it's the Nazis behaving badly.
Let's look in the basement. Maybe that's where they are.
There is a moment where I'm like 8 or 9 episodes into the original run in 2020. And after all this, after going through this, and it's a spoiler alert if you haven't watched it.
Here's the spoiler alert. Don't watch it. It's horrible.
Don't watch it. But did you know the plot line that I'm going to talk about that ruins it for me?
I think I bailed on episode 4 of season 1.
Okay. All right. So you got to 4.
Right.
Can you, Al Pacino's character, I bet you can explain what his character was.
I watched it so long ago. I remember he has the cover of being like a natural, good-hearted businessman, but in secret, he's a Nazi hunter.
Well,
isn't he a survivor?
He's a survivor. You got it. You nailed it. Absolutely correct. He is a survivor, and he is this well-heeled man who has a fortune, beautiful home, and he recruits this ragtag. Well, they're not ragtag, but they're an odd group of Nazi hunters with different skills.
I think you can go with the trope of the ragtag bunch of Nazi hunters.
Kind of an Avengers type of thing where he's got these people, some of them younger, some of them older, but all hunting down these hiding Nazis. And the theme...
Mike, in the cover of Night, because during the day, they're all regular citizens. These are secret
broad
Nazi hunters.
It's not quite that broad. But Pacino is the leader.
Oh...
And I'm watching this, and it's a lot of who's the Nazi, is the Nazi, what
cover. By
the
way, that was a popular party game in
1938. Who's the Nazi? And now here's your host, Chuck Woolery. But the dramatic license that has been used with World War II and specifically the Nazis.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just a year doesn't go by where you don't get another film or another television show about Nazis.
Well,
they were
I
the worst tyrants
Mike,
of history, so that's it. You know?
And as we get day after day, year after year, further from World War II, and it's more, people are ready to buy it up. Because they went there, they don't know what it was
like. I don't know whether this is true or not, but it seems to become more and more fictionalized, which you don't need to do.
If you want
the definitive word for a production based on the Holocaust would be Schindler's List. There is nothing better. It is the passion project of Steven Spielberg. And if you really want to get
more effective.
Yeah, if you want to get a real feel for what I think, as close to what it may have been like, Schindler's List is pretty accurate the way it's done. So this show has... It's not sure what it wants to be, whether it wants to be cartoonish. It almost borders on silly sometimes, but
I don't think they know what I don't think they want to do that, but it does border on silly
because
I don't think it's so
over the top.
Yeah.
With chasing down these hiding Nazis. And if you had
wasn't
gotten
there
deeper,
a scene in like a recording studio. Or a radio station or something.
I don't remember. Maybe I fell asleep.
Horrible.
I have fallen asleep during it too. So
okay.
But the overarching theme is that there is a project instituted by the United States government where the Nazi scientists are saved from justice and brought to the United States to fuel NASA, the space program, our weapons programs, because they're brilliant scientists who were helping the Nazis develop all this technology. And because of that, they're brought over. Now,
and that's wrong, by the way.
And then there are also the just non-scientists who are just bad guys who are hiding in plain sight. And one in particular, you probably saw the opening scene where he's in a high level of the Carter administration.
Yeah, of course.
Because it takes place in the 70s.
Well, Jimmy Carter, he was, I mean, back in the 70s, Mike, it was okay for a president to be an anti-Semite. And that's what Jimmy Carter was.
No, he was not.
I'm kidding. Simply a joke.
I know. A very bad, bad joke. So
don't take it out of context.
You know I like me the Jimmy.
He's good, yeah.
So here it is. I will tell you that I – what's one of the continuity errors they make? There is one particular continuity area where they burn up Al Pacino's library where he's got all the records of these
these
hiding Nazis. And then, like, and then at the same time, one of his ragtag group gets blown up on a subway. And
how unfortunate.
And suddenly the episode ends and then we're at a funeral. I said, and I said, we're at a funeral as the power grid has been devastated in New York City and a subway has been blown out. And then flash forward, they're all sitting in a synagogue at a funeral. I'm like, what the hell is this show? What's going on with this?
Yeah.
You know, but they needed to get the funeral scene. So it's that kind of lack of attention to detail that
freaks storytelling.
Me out.
Bad storytelling.
Tolerating it, though. Tolerating it because I like the hunt for the Nazis. I like the Nazis duct taped to a chair and saying, it wasn't me, it wasn't me, and then they kill him. I like that. That's the revenge.
Right.
And you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's the Joe Don Baker in you coming
out. So I'm taking these little moments. Meanwhile, in the back of my head, I remember Rob saying, it's really not that good. And I'm like, and a couple of, you know, I'll see a scene here and a scene there, and I say, it really is not that good. And then, I don't know, it was episode 9 or episode 8, suddenly, after all of this, as they're chasing the ultimate Nazi doctor that performed medical experiments, you know, the Dr. Mengele, the bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad fellow.
The really bad guy. The guy that apparently tortured this one character's grandmother. Just horrible dude. He's the main guy they're looking for. He's called the Ghost. And
that's
they can't
scary,
find him.
Right?
The Ghost. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Wolf.
Yeah. You know,
or the rattlesnake or whatever.
Or
all the names
goat,
they have.
The greatest of all time.
And then, so as all this is accumulating, I am saying to myself that in a way, and this is a slow realization on my part, and normally I shouldn't be talking about a television show that's 4 years old, but I have to because I have to get it off my chest because I logged some time with it. But I am saying to myself as I'm watching this, because of all this dramatic license being taken, they, in my opinion, are, and I never read any reviews of it, they are trivializing the actual event itself. And they're certainly using a lot of ethnic slurs, and they're certainly using a lot of anti-Semitism, and they have a large cast of people, some of them Jewish, some of them who are not Jewish. But I'm saying during all of this that this is kind of getting jived to the point of you're making it superhero-ish, and that's not
you have to understand the grim and horrible nature of what you're using as a plot device.
Right.
And if you do it respectfully.
Right.
But I don't know if
and
you
there
can
are
do
moments of respect. There are moments
but
then there are moments where it's like, okay, you don't need to embellish.
Right.
This crap.
I think it diminishes it, Mike, when you're fighting a Nazi in a toy store. That didn't ring true to me. I'm just remembering isolated moments.
It's a very nice
stupid.
That is a spot on analysis of put him in the kindly toy store, the evil Nazi, and the kind of, that's kind of trite. And I get it.
Makes a great fight scene though, toy store.
In a lot of movies, there is one thing that can cover bad writing and lack of ideas and lack of stories, and it's done all the time, and that is the disguise. Impossible, all right?
Oh, no, yes, of
Mission
course.
Impossible, one of the most successful movie franchises with the most paper-thin plots. utilizes the disguise.
You give it too much credit, Mike, by even pluralizing plot. It's a plot.
A plot.
Yes.
At the end, when I turned it off,
I've not got this far, so this is exciting for me.
I said, good night, Irene.
Yes.
Is when the character that Al Pacino has been hunting for 8 long episodes.
Yes.
Turns out to be Al Pacino himself. And you couldn't get two people that looked more dissimilar, although he was young, and then the plastic surgery.
Hold it.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
The main Nazi hunter turns out to be the main Nazi.
Who saw this coming?
I turned it off and I went, oh my God. I turned my TV off and I said to myself, I turned into Annie Wilkes. They just cheated us. This isn't fair.
Any explanation behind it? Any sort of groundwork to make it?
Won't go back. Won't look at it. I won't deal with it.
I say this to that.
It was terrible. It was so bad.
I'd be so pissed. You see, I only invested 4 hours in it. You did a chunk
of your
life.
But you
like
the revenge, too. And, we both like to see Nazis get their, the revenge gotten.
What's
Nazis.
Coming
That's
to
what
them.
I like.
Yeah, well.
By the way, if you don't see Josh Schroka on the show today, it's just been a revolving door here.
I swear, Mike, there's got to be someone out there who can work with us.
I don't know. No, that's a joke. Josh is still with us. He is traveling today from the Great White North. He is coming down from Canada. And so it's us.
Another big Orioles win for him last night.
It was amazing. I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah. So
because really, it's still the Orioles. And that makes me sad.
And Mike, this just in.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to Ben Hope for his generosity. He just kicked a few bucks our way. And he says, I give because I love the show and I don't want to see it end until one of the principals die.
Well, who knows who's going to go first. But
maybe in our final episode, it turns out that I am also Mike O'Mara. But I've been wearing a disguise.
I'm feeling good about myself, though. I have to say I'm feeling good about myself because the handyman me continues.
You've installed a dishwasher.
I have installed a dishwasher.
And a bidet.
I have now successfully mastered the hammer drill, which is putting screws into concrete. And that has opened up a world to
That's
me.
That's an electric tool, no?
That's an Yes, it is. It's an electric tool. Thank you.
Can you explain it a little more in detail?
The hammer drill is used primarily to drill into hard surfaces. Concrete,
okay.
Cinder block, that type of thing.
It's literally a drill, though. It's got a spinning bit on it.
Yeah, it is used with specialty hardware that you can eat. That you can eat. It is. It's. But when I moved the studio from the garage and reclaimed my garage, I suddenly said to myself, I had to put pegboard up. And the pegboard was going to go up on a concrete wall.
And that's for hanging all of your awards?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, Rob.
Come into the garage and see my awards.
Well, people don't realize they are listening to they haven't created the definitive podcast award yet, but I am an EGOT. And would you like to share what that is to our listening audience?
Yes, there's only 22 of you, Mike.
Right.
These are people like Mel Brooks or I think
Mike O'Mara.
Rita Moreno and
right.
Mike O'Mara, who have won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and an Antoinette Perry Award.
A Tony, otherwise known as the Tony.
A little respect, please.
I didn't know, Mr. Broadway, Mr. Producer, it was named after Antoinette Perry.
Antoinette Perry, and her Night of Glory is coming up this Sunday on CBS.
Who is Antoinette Perry?
I have to imagine, I'll Google it in a moment, I have to imagine a founding theater great, because they named
Do you think she's a patron or an actress?
I would guess she's an actress, but let us see who Antoinette Perry is. And Mike, go on about your awards, please.
So I'm putting a pegboard up to organize the tools of which I have, and you discover when you're organizing things how much stuff you is redundant. I know people that have workshops and people that do try make an effort to do household projects. And this is a few, you know, this is the move from up north to a place down here to another place down here. So this is a third house
right.
that these tools are in.
Marie Antoinette Tony Perry, born 1888, died 1946, was an American actress.
Okay.
Also right. producer, director, and administrator, known for her work in the theater, co-founder of the American Theater Wing, and the namesake Tony Awards are her. And Mike, she is a piece of ass. Look at that. Yum.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at that hat. I have that hat.
Mark Riddell gave it to you.
Yes, he did. It's around here somewhere. Oh, there it is. It's over in the corner. I'm looking
so
at it.
So you
right
need
now.
To put up pegboard.
So, an electrician came out and put another outlet in, and I noticed that he's dealing with the hammer drill, and I picked his brain on it. And for some reason, I was always just hesitant to use the hammer drill to go into a concrete wall. Don't ask me why. My own hang-up. I didn't do it. But now I've gone crazy. So in the past,
you know, anytime you're dealing, I can do drywall stuff all day.
Yeah, because you put the anchor in. If you can't find a stud, that's the way it goes.
Concrete's
and so
weird.
I go right into the cinder block, and I use, I think they're called tap scans. That's the screws, the special concrete screws that go in. And you drill the hole. That you got to make sure that the bit is a little bit smaller than the screw itself so that the screw goes right into the concrete, and I got it up there. I got one, two, three little chunks of metal pegboard up there, and I start organizing my tools. Now,
love to see a picture of it, Mike. I bet it looks
I will.
Great.
You know what? I might show today. I'll do a little video and I'll give people a tour. The other
and
thing
hold
I
it,
did,
Mike. I've got a hot tip for America.
Yes.
When you are using a drill bit and a screw, the best way to measure it is to hold the bit in front of the screw and hold it to the light, and you want to see the threads of the screw, but not the interior of the screw.
Is that somebody that sent that on the chat group?
No, that's something that I do when I mount something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whether it be on my wall or my wife.
That's mounting.
Yeah, look for a video of that.
I have to share that everything goes well and everything has been successful. I not only do that, then I go to the other part of the concrete wall and I realize, oh, that little section is not concrete, so I'll use the wall anchors that come with it, but I install a little grabby strip that holds mops and brooms right
does
where...
Does it have like crossed... Hook,
yes.
That when you drop it, it gets tighter.
And you can lift it up and slide it out.
I love those.
It's fantastic.
I have two of them. Yes, they're great.
Mrs. O'Mara has accepted this wonderful accomplishment with a great deal of joy. And I'm looking. And then today, there will be a shelf installed over the. I have moved Jake to the back wall. And the only thing that is remaining. And I'm going to ask you this, okay? Because this, I might have to enlist your help in this.
All right. I'll try.
The only thing remaining that's cumbersome in that garage are, A, the hurricane covers that I have to install screw into the wall outside when we're getting a hurricane.
Big metal plates, essentially. Big pieces of sheet metal that are custom-sized. Yeah.
And a pain in the ass. And like... That, look, there are people that have permanently installed things where they just pull across the shutter.
Yeah.
That's done. I may even do that myself. Because
really?
I know how to use a hammer drill. But getting back to it.
Be very careful when you permanently install stuff on the exterior of your home. Because
you
if you screw up, everyone
project.
Knows. Yes,
you
go ahead.
Participated in this project. I have more hollow aluminum piping. In that garage, I have no earthly idea whatsoever what to do with it. You do?
For a first step, yes.
All right.
Get a good description of what it is, and this might creep you out a little bit, but don't let it. You got to put it on Facebook Marketplace, because then they come and they take it. And you're done. You don't have to charge because they're actually doing you a favor by getting rid of it.
Okay.
But think if you're someone that's setting up a studio or a theater and you need that piece of equipment, it's not cheap. but you got to get it. I would start on Facebook Marketplace with a good description. And then, as I remember, don't the pipes, they're about 8 feet tall, but they come in two pieces, right?
I think so. Something like that.
So I could say that I've done this in the... I know. Throw a few away every week in your trash can.
That's the other way. Okay, thank you. That was helpful.
You know,
I appreciate
and that's
that.
It's not good. Great, but mm-hmm. ideally you want someone to come and take them.
Right.
Now, what about the storage of your aluminum window covers?
That is a different... that
do you
would
have
require...
any way that you could like have access to under your house to keep them?
No. No, we're on a slab here, like a lot of places.
Oh, so nothing lifted
so
at all.
Yeah,
that
well, that's
sucks.
Good. Okay, I'll do that. I'll get rolling on that one as soon as possible.
And listeners, reach out if you need the pipes.
Drive down, Dirk.
Yeah.
All the way from Washington State. Why is it always Dirk? It's always Dirk because it always is.
Yeah.
So that's it. But I'm feeling, you know, like a
handy
I'm
is
moving
great.
Slowly, I creep on the handyman thing. With every project that is done successfully, I get closer and closer to my goal of being a true handy individual. I don't think I'll ever get there, but I can try.
No, you are. And I think you're on the way. Your next step would probably be a small electrical project.
I think that the dishwasher might count as that, too, because the dishwasher was not
a hardwire. It wasn't a plug-in,
It was hardwired in, and I was able to do that, shut the breaker off, and do that. So
a light switch is always fun, too,
with
so you
that.
Can do that.
But I probably, before I became truly handy, I'll run out of time. And my question to you.
That's so sad.
It is sad, but it's reality.
No,
I accept my reality.
You can
I accept my fate.
Can be handy. Well, the man who repaired my microphones was well into his 90s before he retired.
Is he alive still?
Yeah. Oh, Mike, he's alive, but he's no longer working.
Okay.
He's passed on the mantle.
He's passed on?
No, he's passed on the mantle to a younger fellow.
Do you consider 65 a milestone birthday?
100% yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And all you've got that coming up towards the end of the month, 22nd, right?
June 22nd, 21st, if you believe the Social Security Administration.
We are truly.
I was born on the cusp. I was born
we are truly in the thick of birthday season.
Birthday season. And let me see. We are 4 days away from my daughter, Catherine. And she will be 29. Wow.
No way. 29. Oh, that's not even fair.
And then it goes to me. And following me, it is my daughter, Elizabeth. And then following my daughter, Elizabeth, it is my son, Michael. After
yeah.
that.
Summertime
and then
birthdays.
After that is Carla. And then we
go.
We
know what
all the
Mike does in September. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do I do? What?
You get your wife pregnant so you can have summer birthdays.
No, not at all. Although there was something in the news about a 54-year-old woman that had got pregnant, some famous person. I didn't put it in the news, but she was.
Was her name Merle?
It was not Merle. By the way, the Kraken is dead.
Yes, the Kraken is dead. This is a tough news to break to Linda Herr. Linda Herr loves the Kraken.
Linda. Is the since it's the round table and it has a bit of that medieval flavor to it, this is the new theme for the news that you'll hear on the show today. That is the round table.
Very grandiose.
News.
Very grandiose.
Very traditional. What it is, imagine, if you will, a jive television show trying to do a news theme, a comedy. That's what it'll be.
Yes, very good. It's like Murphy Brown. It's like Murphy Brown. And, Mike, while you're getting handy, my latest project is not quite as helpful. I get invited to join a lot of Facebook pages that have to do with amusement parks because I'm involved on the King's Dominion page. And I sometimes mess with people that are on the Busch Gardens page.
It's not Twitter. It's called Dorker. Right?
That's, no, Mike, it's Facebook, Nerdbook.
It's Dorker. Facebook Dorker.
But here's the thing. The worst fans in the world are Disney fans, and I've been having a blast. There's one site. It's called Put Walt Back in Disney, and these are the most anti-woke, hard-boiled pains in the ass that you've ever met. Like
Walt Disney, and by the way, in that TV show, Hunters, noted
anti-Semite.
Jew-hating Walt Disney.
Exactly.
Right?
So I'm reading all these things. Their big thing that they're mad about is they're taking all the Song of the South, one of the most racist movies ever made.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day.
Yeah, they're taking all of the Song of the South references out of the water flume that was like they're rushing rivers or whatever and replacing it with a more woke one of their new princesses who is a black or brown princess. You know,
is this
non-white.
Pissing off the Disney
this
purists?
This group hates it. The Put Walt Back in Disney group. So just for fun yesterday, I posted, hey guys, can you believe the changes they've made to the barbershop quartets?
And I would love to see a graphic of that. That is awesome.
And they just, and then they're like, what happened? Is it, did they put a woman in it? Oh my God. You know, everything. Walt would never do that, but nothing's changed. Nothing has changed
at all.
So
you're making up. This is like what you and Brad used to do on that Vienna
website,
right?
But it's a much bigger scope. The other
there's
one
no Main Street. To the best of my knowledge, there's no Main Street. You used to do stuff like that. So you're doing the same thing, right?
The next one I did was, rode the Haunted Mansion today and was shocked at what they had changed. I thought it was okay the way it is. And they're like, what are they doing? Are the ghosts offensive to people? And it's like, Walt would never do this. And the one I posted this morning, because I thought of it as I was going to bed, was, not sure why they changed the popcorn recipe at WDW, Walt Disney World. Walt
is that
never
their little acronym they
yes,
use?
Yes, and they love it. And then they'll also use MK, Magic Kingdom. But I said they can't believe they changed the popcorn to make it, what was it? Oh, I can't believe they changed the popcorn at WDW to make it less offensive. Walt never had a problem with it.
There you go. Keep it up. Keep it up, Rob.
It's so much fun. Oh, people are the best.
That's awesome. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a lot coming up today on the show. My son has graduated from just being a little difficult occasionally to now lying to me and trying to dupe me for his own amusement.
Yeah. That you can eat.
Nothing like being an older dad, everybody. Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code TMOS and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up!
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, June 6th, TMOS takes another step into the future. That is not true.
It is true.
Something. It's not the future, for God's sake.
Is it the past?
It's the TMOS portal, is what
yes.
it is. We are doing something different for the show. We haven't done this before. It's your chance to interact with TMOS. You put the adjective. Finally, your chance to interact with TMOS live and in real time.
Right.
Tomorrow, the show will start. We're going to start at a different time, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
And all you have to do is stream it live on YouTube. Mm-hmm. When you do, you'll see where to click to come on in. Then we can chat, we can laugh, we can maybe play some cards. I doubt it. So save
Mike,
the date. Yes.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
This is tomorrow.
Yes.
4 p.m. Eastern time. We can't wait for you to cross the portal. Yes, we did choose to make it sound more special than it really is.
It's
simply
it's
a video
special.
Chat. If you've always wanted, look, we've done... let me see. We've done the mailbag.
Yes.
We've done the talking head.
Live calls.
We've done live calls on the show. And, texting, all of that. There's a chat group every day we do this.
Yeah.
But we are really excited about this. So please, please, please. This show only works with your participation. We'll have a regular show for you, but it will involve listener participation where we just have chats with people and... as our good friend Buzz Burbank used to say, what could possibly go wrong? What are your thoughts on tomorrow doing the
I portal? Think the secret is going to be not letting people stick around too long.
Done.
Okay. And just to go into the portal, if you dare.
And now... it's time for the roundtable on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's right. And I will cue the music every day by saying, done.
I like that.
And I thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 3 years.
Three.
This month since Christina Applegate's multiple sclerosis diagnosis. And it has sadly put her in a deep depression. Who would not be?
Yeah.
On her Messy podcast, she said that she doesn't enjoy living anymore. This is so sad.
That's depressing.
Or doing things like getting coffee with a friend. Christina is in a, quote, real, this is her quote, real F it all depression that is scaring her because it feels fatalistic. She's a bigger than life personality. She really is. And she's been very open about dealing with this.
I won't say knockout, but she's always been beautiful and a beautiful person. I mean, she's
Last show that she did was great. We loved that show. She said, I'm trapped in this darkness right now that I haven't felt like. I don't even know how long, probably 20-something years. Christina's been avoiding therapy since she got her diagnosis because she is afraid that she'll start crying and won't be able to stop. Here's a quote again. I'm kind of just giving up. I'm so well, this is just it. I'm just going to lay in bed and sleep all the time. And then when my daughter needs me, I'll be there for her and push and do anything I possibly can. And then I'll turn the lights off and go back to sleep. It's a bummer if I stand up in the morning and my feet hurt too much, I guess I'm going to go be in bed the rest of the day. I know that if I just walk around a little bit, they're going to feel better, but I give up so easily and I'm still effing pissed off. You know, when you hear this, not only does it make me sad, but I put it in the news so that I could share with people that there's so many resources out there to help people nowadays, yeah. And there are so many resources available to help people without having to get into a car, drive down to an office, go to a reception desk, or walk into, you know, a shrink's office or a counselor's office, and you can do it online. And I know that it has worked for so many people. I've done it multiple times with multiple people in my life, and I still have things that resonate. I equate people getting any kind of therapy with the same way I would look at getting advice on anything you wanted to learn about. Mm-hmm. Your mind is a great thing to learn about. Yourself, learning about yourself is a key. I hope she gets the help she needs, because when you get that, it doesn't have to be everything. And some of it might be wading through painful moments or not thinking it's worth it. And I'm talking about any kind of therapy right now. Right. And I know you can talk about it as well,
yes.
Rob. But
oh my God,
my take on it is this. And it's delicate when I talk about it, because I want to make sure that people understand what I'm saying. You might feel initially that you're just wasting your time, and then it's blah, 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 and then it's babble. Sometimes you'll get somebody who's a therapist, gives you too much of a reading list,
yep.
And that's not good. But then someone will say something to you in an office that strikes a chord and something that makes sense. And I don't like the term breakthrough. I think that's too strong a word for it, but it's a moment. And
it
it's a moment that enlightens you. And if you get one of those, and not everybody's going to, but some of you will, it can help. And I think you probably agree with
me.
Yeah,
I mean, right? There was one sentence that was given to me that made all the difference. And I'm not in therapy right now, but I'm doing a lot better based on the one sentence. And that is, you know, grief is patient. And you can ignore it all you want, but it's still going to be there. And I think that it's not just grief. Sadness is patient.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can put on the happy face and yuck, yuck all day, but it's still going to be there at night.
Yeah.
And if you don't deal with it, it's going to build inside you. I have to say the saddest thing about this Applegate story is that you can't fault someone for having their own feelings. They're their feelings.
Right.
But you want better for them, and you want them to at least examine it and not give up. That's,
I agree,
to me, the saddest thing. But I wish her all the best.
I do too, because she's wonderful and she's fun, and I love her honesty. And
yes.
I hope she gets.
She's always been that.
Sounds like she desperately needs. Here's somebody who's living her best life. Demi Moore has reportedly struck up a friendship with Joe Jonas, but
look,
is it more than a friendship? They met through mutual friends at the Cannes Film Festival, where Demi was hyping her new horror movie, Substance.
Mm.
And that's it. You know what? What is she? 60? She's 61. That's a good transition.
60,
that's
still wonderful.
But that old Hollywood thing,
yes,
with Jamie Lee Curtis, Demi Moore, when they make the pivot to the horror movies, I don't mind that in Hollywood when they
I
do
hate
that
to go so old school, but you can go back to
Joan Crawford and
Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. That saved their career.
I'm all in. So Joe Jonas, Demi Moore, they met through mutual friends at the film festival. They're said to be flirty, but at least one source claims they're not actually intimate just yet. She is 61, a very hot grandma in,
yes,
Hollywood. Joe Jonas, 34. And, you know, I'm a big believer. Age is a state of mind. He just got out of a 5-month relationship with a model named Stormy Bree.
That's the best appetizer at the Blue Ridge Grill if you go there.
Have the Stormy Bree. Put it on a little, you know, a little cracker. It's delicious. By the way, the Stormy is spelled Stormi. Stormy Bree. The Bree, Bree. Don't know if that's a real name or a fake one.
Yeah, it's a stupid name.
By the way, Joe Jonas was with a famous person before this, separated from his wife of 3 years, Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones Sophie
oh,
Turner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their split was very, very ugly, so we'll see.
I've always found the Jonas Brothers rather unimpressive.
Me too, Rob. Me too. Absolutely. And
sorry
that's
about
why
that, guys.
You said that to me a couple of weeks ago, and that's why I said, Rob, you need to get back in therapy. What does America really need? What does America really need? We have it now. We have it. All things are right with the world. Ladies and gentlemen, an Alec Baldwin reality show.
Boo!
Is going to happen.
Boo!
That makes me want to play my theme music again. That's right. A reality show starring out. No, we're not going to play it for that. Alec at home with his wife, gonorrhea. I'm sorry, Hilaria.
That's not that.
His Alec at home with his wife, Hilaria. I always love that name. You know, I always thought it'd be a great name for a comedian. Hi, I'm Hilaria Laughter.
Mike, you're not allowed to say comedian anymore. They're all comedians. No, don't cancel us.
Sorry about that. Old school. They have 7 kids who range in age from 10 to just under 2 years old.
10.
They have 10 children. It's a family reality show,
Mike,
on TLC.
I have the trailer.
Okay.
And I would like to play it for you here.
The Baldwins. Remember,
remember this, folks.
So it's been, they put episodes in the can then already.
Well,
right?
It's not going to air until the 25th, but I mean, sorry, the 2025, but they're right. Going to promote it. Remember, folks, this is nothing more than a guy trying harder than ever to control the narrative.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Alec Baldwin.
And I'm Hilaria Baldwin, and we have an announcement. Hi, I'm Hilaria Baldwin.
So they don't have it.
And we have an announcement to make.
Good God, no.
No, definitely not. We're done having kids.
Bye. Sit down. You.
Oh, this is about our show.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy.
I can't take anymore.
It is going to be a smash.
Of course it is.
I mean, he's bigger than Ozzy Osbourne. But the thing is, the man doesn't need to do a reality show.
He does to reinvent. He needs it to reinvent his persona as a guy who didn't shoot somebody.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. You nailed it. That's exactly what it is.
It's a total image grab, and it's going to be horrible, and it's going to be very contrived, and I guarantee you, Carrie will watch every damn episode.
I might look in on that one. I might, for 2 reasons.
Okay.
I find it fascinating. I have similarities with being an older father.
Sure.
And I find, as much as I might joke about the name, I find Hilaria rather fun to watch on camera. I think.
Well,
she's a
I
very
wonder how annoying
woman.
She'll come off. So we'll have
oh,
to
I
wait
know
and
she
see
will.
About that
after the first episode. You have to look in on the first one, Rob, so we can.
How about I make this Baldwin deal with you?
Okay.
We can all look in on the first episode, but afterwards, I'll just pull clips and save you the trouble.
That's it. That's great. It's like watching the highlights of a ball game.
Exactly.
There's also no word if Alec's other child, Ireland, will be on the show.
He's the one he yelled at, right?
Yeah, and that horrible telephone call.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and we'll see when that's going to be coming. Don't play that.
You love a new toy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that Orson Welles should say. There is a remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest.
Your friend.
In the fall, peas grow there. In June. I love that. God, somebody was referencing that. That gets referenced more than anything we play on the show. They're in the Amazon.
We'll play it on the bonus show this week, folks.
They recently were able to access the internet for the first time ever, thanks to the satellite Starlink service. So are people in the tribe spending hours every night researching philosophy and medicine? No, of course not. They're internet-obsessed zombies, just like your kids. And like any parents, tribe leaders say they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done. One elder said, in the village, why do I want to read this like Orson Welles?
Go ahead, if it helped.
In the village, if you don't hunt, fish, or plant, you don't eat. For starters, they've restricted internet access to 2 hours in the morning, 5 at night, and all day on Sunday. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
And what are they doing on the internet? Exactly what you'd expect. The tribe says they're already dealing with group chats full of gossip, addictive social networks, abusive online strangers, hours and hours of sports streaming, violent video games, scams, misinformation, and minors watching porn. The internet
hey Mike,
does...
at least no slot machine videos.
That's good for me. No, it's not.
No.
I ended up going anyway, and I knew I would. The internet does allow the tribe to chat with loved ones living far away, access educational opportunities, share their way of life with others, and it has saved lives in emergency situations, so the internet for good. Overall, mixed reviews. One leader says, I think the internet will bring us much more benefit than harm, at least for now. But another said, when it arrived, everyone was happy, but now things have gotten worse. Young people have gotten lazy because of the internet. I have a hard time disagreeing with that. I mean,
I would think you get the same result, though. I think you get the same result if, say, 50 years ago you introduced television to a tribe.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's new tech. They're very excited. I mean, we all love it.
You're just sitting there. Really, when you're talking about that, but you know, it's the way of the world. Do you deal with your fear of flying by downing two or three of those mini bottles and passing out? I know you don't anymore.
I used to.
I used to be more inclined to do that than I am now. If the time frame is legit, I still am I don't want to say a full fledged phobic flyer, but I'm a nervous flyer.
You've gotten better.
I think you've gotten better.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you're drinking a lot when you fly, you might be risking more than a headache. A study in Germany found falling asleep after drinking on a plane could kill you. Oh, come on.
What?
Airplanes are pressurized, so it's like being 8,000 feet up where air pressure and oxygen levels are a lot lower, and that affects our body in different ways. They studied the effects by having 48 adults sleep for 4 hours in a pressurized chamber. Once, with no alcohol.
I saw that on Hunters, Mike.
Well, I am Al Pacino. I'm going to do that with you. Hey, I am the actual Nazi doctor. Mike, I'm looking at you. I wasted your time. I wasted your time with my heavy accent. You know why, Mike O'Mara? Because you are Rube. Giant, nasty Rube. Yeah. Way to go. Thanks, sucker. Hey, sucker.
Sucker.
I suckered you into Hunters. That's what I did.
Anyway, the lower air pressure, sleeping after drinking, puts considerable strain on the heart. Heart rates rise and blood oxygen levels plummet, sometimes below 85%. Blood oxygen, I know that one, right? That's
sure.
The one they put the thing on your finger. They think older people...
Yeah, finger!
They think older people with heart conditions are at the highest risk.
That's crazy.
But even...
I've always found, Mike, don't you feel that when we would drink on planes, it was more effective?
I would get more loop.
Yeah.
I was as blottoed as anybody. And then if it was a cross-country flight, the hangover would happen much sooner. By the time we got to the hotel desk, and I'm not proud of my behavior back in those days.
No. The last time I flew with alcohol was an actual, I was able to bump up to first class for like $20, which was cheaper than paying for a bag.
Right.
So I did it, of course, and boy, I got a lot of vodka from them.
They say it might affect people in first class more. Because people in coach, your seat is small and you can't sleep as easily. Where you sleep, that's the danger. This falling asleep with the alcohol. Study authors say people should be aware of the risks and the airlines might want to think about serving less booze. No!
No!
Wrong!
No,
let
them have their pleasure.
Come on, Germans, trying to take that away from us.
I can't sleep on a plane, so I'm safe. I'll live forever.
We have this moment in history, a chance for me to...
Excellent.
And now, on the round table, ladies and gentlemen, finally today... This moment in history.
Love it.
Beer flowed and a little blood and bruises followed.
Oh.
There was some baseball played in between. On a warm spring night along Lake Erie 5 decades ago, a well-intended promotion meant to attract fans for the perpetually lousy Cleveland Indians turned ugly and triggered a booze-fueled riot, now known as one of the most notorious events in American sports history. Yesterday, Tuesday, was the anniversary of 10-cent beer night. It turned 50 years old.
Wow. Yes,
they did it in Cleveland. Cheers. A game that began with a handful of fans tipsy on cheap beer running across the outfield grass, some of them naked, then collapsed into total chaos. During a scary ninth inning, Texas manager Billy Martin...
Never one to back down from a fight.
Turned his players in the dugout and he said, "Grab bats," before leading a charge onto the municipal stadium field and into mayhem. It was June 4th, 1974, and Cleveland had to forfeit the game. The teams had a brawl the week before, and after the brawl that they had had, I think in Texas, Billy Martin was asked if he was worried about payback when they got to Cleveland. Yeah. And his quote was, "They don't have enough fans there to worry about." Well, that pissed fans off.
Of course.
Then they had the 10-cent beer night. It was mostly good-natured fun. A woman ran onto the field, tried to kiss umpire. I remember this umpire's name. Yeah. Nestor Shylak. A father and son mooned the crowd. Then, Rob, came the ninth inning. And it was basically a low-budget horror film. After trailing 5-3, the Indians scored twice to tie it and had runners on when a fan scaled the outfield wall, sprinted towards Rangers right fielder Jeff Burrows, and tried to steal his cap. That's when Martin screamed for his players to grab the bats.
Grab the bats.
Hargrove headed to right to assist Burrows, who at that point had been surrounded. Mike Hargrove was the name of the player.
Yeah.
The Indians burst from their dugout to help the Rangers. While the night was another blow to the city's already battered reputation, Clevelanders mostly shrugged. Today, the ugly event is commemorated with throwback T-shirts marking the night. Beer, great, blood, and baseball mix. The rest of the country was outraged. The Indians were so outraged that they held another beer night a month later.
That is
our Today in History, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed that.
Can you imagine how crappy that 10-cent beer was?
Oh, yeah, a natural light. Natural light.
And probably dispensing it at a rate where you couldn't keep it cold.
Absolutely. Nasty stuff in Cleveland. Way to go. Now they're the Guardians. Hey, everybody. In a world filled with distractions, finding focus can feel like an impossible task. Introducing Magic Mind, the mental performance shot that's revolutionizing productivity. With mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, and essential vitamins, Magic Mind helps you stay focused, clear, and productive while reducing stress. What sets Magic Mind apart? It's backed by over 200 scientific studies and was developed over 10 years. Magic Mind is crafted with precision and care with organic ingredients, time-released caffeine, and stress-reducing herbs. It's the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, with a risk-free guarantee, it's never been easier to experience the magic for yourself. I will tell you, I've been taking a shot of Magic Mind every morning.
Me too.
And I think it's why I'm doing all this stuff around the house successfully. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind right now. There's a limited time offer that gets you up to 48% of your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. And a programming note for you folks, remember tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, we will be live streaming on YouTube, and you are invited to join us for the TMOS portal where we will be taking all of your video calls, and we're looking forward to the video chats going on, and doesn't work unless you participate, ladies and gentlemen.
This just in, the man who thought of the TMOS portal, Josh Schroka, has checked in. He says he hates Canadian customs. They scanned every electronic item once individually and then threw out his souvenir bat and his deodorant. So he had a bad time trying to come back from Canada. Yeah, I suppose.
Ask him if it was a full-sized bat. If it was a full, Josh,
I doubt it was a full-sized bat.
But if it was a little thing, I guess you could probably still use it as a club.
Well, yeah, you could poke someone in the eye.
Because he was carrying it on, probably. That's why he had it.
Billy Martin told him to grab his bat.
Grab his bat. Charge the plane right now. So remember that tomorrow, TMOS portal. We will be live 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Got to stream it on YouTube. And
YouTube.
The directions
gotta go
are going
to
be right in front of you. Yeah.
And we want to really have a nice turnout for that for our YouTube friends. So please do that. I want to hear about
the bat was 12 inches, Mike.
Oh, well, so it wasn't one of those little baby toy bats.
It's a toy bat. Yeah.
Can still be used as a weapon. Maryland school buses.
You brought
this to my attention a couple of days ago. What is the deal? They have to update them? Is that what they're trying to do?
All I know is this, is that the Biden administration has set aside a lot of money for a lot of school buses to go green. And they've sent $16.7 million to Allegheny County, Anne Arundel County, Charles County,
right,
Prince George's County, and Baltimore to get electric buses.
Oh, very cool. That's very green.
And I know I want your thought on this because you used to drive a bus.
I will tell you that it's great that you brought this up because it allows me to talk about the county I live in down here. I am a firm believer. And by the way, this opinion, I am not a wonk. So don't expect any relevant facts to back it up. This is simply my opinion.
I can't wait to see the TMZ headline. Mike O'Mara, colon, not a wonk.
The public school buses in Lee County, in Robert E. Lee County, the reddest county in the state of Florida, red state now.
I'm listening to you.
Well, welcome to Lee County. We are red as a summer tomato. That's what we are. But their school buses are in total disrepair. And when my son is playing Pop Warner football and we get to the practice for conditioning starting last night in very warm weather, and we are told immediately that the lacrosse team is still playing games, therefore they have to use one entire football field and half of the other one, relegating the Pop Warner entire league, the 14U, 12U, 10U, 8U, to one-fourth of the football field. It sucks. And it sucks because it's infrastructure, and our school buses suck. Some of them, you can see the body rot on the side of these buses.
Have you actually taken a trip on one of these buses, or do you just see them from afar?
No, yeah, Rob, I stand out on on the parkway in front of my house.
No, I mean, have you ever been involved in like a field trip or something where you actually ride in a bus?
No, okay. I have not ridden one, but I took my son to the bus stop and looked at these crappy school buses. So when Maryland is doing anything to make them modern, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The electric vehicles will be here. They will be the standard. Eventually, that's the way it is going to work. We're all going to be driving them at some point. That's the way it's going to work. We're going to, no matter how much the fossil fuel industry desperately wants you to continue to chug gasoline, we will have electric vehicles. So, but beyond that, take issue out of that.
Okay.
I like the new. I like
new
the shiny
nice,
and new.
You know? But also, you got to keep in mind, when they do bus pickup, and Carrie has to work bus pickup every day at school, you got to go out there and mind the kids. There is so much filth and exhaust coming out of those diesel buses.
Yeah.
And kids suck it all up. I love the notion of the clean bus. I think it's a great idea, and I think it's a great way to start to get America to accept the technology.
I'll go one step further.
All right.
How about you take a brand new green bus, electric bus, you put Alec Baldwin and his 15 kids on that bus with a camera crew, and then you've got a TLC series that I'll watch.
How about this, Mike? I'll one-up that. Alec Baldwin, 10 kids, hilaria, on a green electric bus hunting Nazis.
You stole it. You stole it. And then, how about this?
Okay.
You take Alec Baldwin on a green brand new bus with a camera crew for a great reality show.
Yes.
You bring in Al Pacino, who's a Nazi hunter, and Mike O'Mara is their handyman. There, I've called back everything on the show. We have to move on. We will move on.
I would actually, after rewrites, make you a wacky neighbor.
Yeah, the wacky neighbor who's good with a hammer drill. Yes, sirree. That's everything we've covered on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break, and then we will find out about a wonderful new food opportunity you can eat. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. My laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid, fat jug.
Stupid.
And the smell, kind of meh. That's why I switched to Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce has partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world. There's one thing I care more about than anything when it comes to laundry. Two things, really.
Yeah.
Clean clothes, and they all get your clothes clean.
Of course.
But the smell of the laundry, if it's the right scent, it just makes your towels, all of your items fantastic.
I smell so good right now. I'm happy to be here.
It smells amazing. I love laundry sauce because they did prioritize the fragrance. My favorite scent, definitely Siberian pine. I know you've got a different scent that
sandalwood.
You use in your house.
Sandalwood's another good one. It smells so clean.
The laundry sauce smell is so wonderful, and I'm not complaining. They've stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients. They maximized hardworking stain fighters to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new, and it's not just pods. Laundry sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, fabric softeners, and even candles, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. That's right, candles. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your laundry sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you must use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off. Speaking of reality TV, Gordon Ramsay has a new project in the works, right?
And I was surprised. I didn't know he had so many restaurants in the D.C. area already. He has a fish and chips restaurant.
Okay.
He has a Hell's Kitchen here. I didn't know that.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet and that's well-traveled because they love their TV in D.C.
Yeah, they're both on the Southwest waterfront. But the new project he's opening is Gordon Ramsay's Street Pizza.
Okay.
And
all
it
right.
opens next week. It's in D.C.'s Penn Quarter. And I think we all know Haleo. I think it's called Haleo, the restaurant that is near.
It's Hilaria.
No, it's Haleo.
Haleo.
And it's near Capital One Arena. It's on 7th Street.
Okay.
Here's the gimmick. You pay one price and it's all you can eat pizza by the slice.
And we actually have a clip of one of their customers sampling a fresh squeezed lemonade and a slice of pizza. Let's listen.
Yeah.
There you go.
You don't have the other one, do you? The other sample?
Not the one. I used the wrong tape that I had right here. I'm so sorry. Oh, this is when this is really exciting. He goes in, has a lemonade, and has some pizza.
What do I do?
Maybe my favorite tape of all time.
But the real tape that I just played is a kid doing some sort of drinking challenge.
Yeah, seltzer challenge.
Seltzer challenge. And then he almost chokes to death on it. And he runs away and his head hits the garage door. If you've never seen it, this is the sound of it. So remember, the last sound you hear will be this choking kid hitting his head on the garage door.
What do I do?
I love that so bad.
So, Mike, the people at GordonRamsay.com or wherever the hell it is describe it at this. At Street Pizza, we run our own race. We're uncompromising on our exceptional food, and we've created iconic restaurants where you can kick back, shoot pool, flex your arcade muscles, thrash your best mates all the way to the top of the leaderboards, and watch your favorite sports team become a legendary or simply sass around in a photo booth. So this sounds to me, it's like a Dave and Buster's pizzeria because they've got all that stuff going on. These are the pizzas you can choose from. Tell me if any of these sound good to you. Because, of course, they're all Gordon Ramsay'd up.
Okay.
The GFC Dirty Fries. This is an appetizer you can get. French fries.
Right.
This is a chicken, melted mozzarella, signature GFC sauce.
It's
I don't
poutine.
Know. That,
it's poutine.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It's a variant of poutine. Which they're.
And they sell ribs. They sell pasta. They have hotter than hell dirty fries. Also, $6 is a lot for coleslaw. That's all I'm going to say. So you can get a classic margarita pizza, mozzarella, tomato sauce, basil. That's good.
And they have full bathroom facilities as well that are supposed to. Their restrooms are well known in Gordon Ramsay restaurants, and the pizza place is no exception. We interviewed a customer that used one of them.
Well, my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
That's right. And then they played skee-ball. How about
do they have? They don't have skee ball there,
Mike. They're talking about an arcade experience.
Is it done yet, or is this going to be?
It opens next week. It opens next week. I think what they're trying to do is get that flat rate pizza price from people that are late to go to Caps games. Mm-hmm. Go there, eat a piece of pizza, and then run to the Capital One Arena.
Well, as long as they remember the Prime Directive, you know what that is, don't you?
What's that?
I don't like spam.
Don't put that on my pizza. They do it with the Hawaiian pizza.
They're also doing, Mike, a corn pizza.
Corn? Well, see, I don't mind corn on a pizza. I don't mind a Southwestern-style corn. You don't? You're not a believer in that?
No, and I don't want eggplant on my pizza, and I don't want mumbo sauce on my pizza.
Okay.
I want pepperoni.
You're a traditionalist. You don't like change. I get it.
Ski ball, I like.
Hello, friends. We have some exciting news as we continue to maximize your bonus show experience, because easier access means more fun.
Yes.
First off, the bonus show is now available only on a monthly basis. However, current yearly subscriptions will stay valid until they expire. So, I don't know if that's the guy from The Godfather or Al Pacino in Hunters.
I thought that was The Godfather because the bonus show stays the same as before.
As before. Yes. That's nice.
Except
but
not.
Keeping what?
Well, it has changed a little bit, but some things have changed.
Okay. All right. But keep in mind, old monthly subscriptions from the previous site will not auto-renew. So if you had one, please resubscribe at MikeOmaraShow.com. Look, I get it. I know there are a lot of people out there yappity-yappity-yappity-yappity. We're just trying to make things better. And Mr. Soroka, the brand new executive producer and business manager for the show, is doing a lot of housekeeping and a lot of tidying up so that the experience ultimately will be easier and better for you. And he's getting rave reviews for it. And I'm very happy with
that. And be kind to him because they took away his deodorant and his souvenir bag.
If you had one, please resubscribe at MikeOmaraShow.com. You can also enjoy special grandfathered pricing for the next 2 weeks to ease the transition and avoid the new rate. So act fast. Plus, and this is cool, we now offer a commercial-free subscription option.
Absolutely.
For an
People
ad-free
love
experience on The Daily Show. Check it out. For any issues or assistance, contact Josh or email support at MikeOmaraShow.com. For more details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOmaraShow.com. All the information you need is going to be there. Or call Rob at home.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
I'm here.
We thank you. He's there for you, eating Gordon Ramsay pizza. So take it away, Rob.
I don't remember eating corn.
Enjoy it a second time.
The flip side.
All right, Mike, this is everywhere, and it's great. There is a congressman, a Republican congressman from Tennessee called Representative John Rose. Okay. And I don't know if it was an official take your kid to work day.
All right.
But he brought his kid to work. And that's kind of cool if you're bringing your kid to work and your job is a U.S. representative in the House of Representatives.
Very cool.
Although the kid, I think, was a little bit bored until he found the monitor on C-SPAN.
Regardless of one's opinion of the current Republican nominee, we'd be well served to remember the long and cherished tradition
just making great
we have
faces
in this country of settling our political differences at the ballot box. For nearly 2.5 centuries, our nation's elected leaders have properly resisted the temptation to
too
oppose their political rivals
What's
through the weaponization
here?
Of our justice system.
He's got
justice for all. And an overall trust in our justice system is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
Yeah.
And another senator or another representative from Tennessee posted, that's where I got the link from, his Twitter, the other senator.
Probably a Democrat, right?
Yeah, and he said, sorry if I was slow returning your emails. I was too busy watching this over and over and over again.
Can you give us a little more? Please do it one more time.
Sure, sure.
This is the best. Absolutely the best. It's been done forever.
Now he's laying down. Oh, he's back up. And also, John Rose, let's go back to watching when he really gets into it. John Rose, you should dress your
fine.
Kid up.
Oh, that's great. Look
whether
at the
they
look
be Republican or Democrat, for Donald Trump or against him.
I interrupted
regardless
you. What were you going to say, Rob?
If you're going to take your kid into
Republican
Congress,
nominee,
dress him up. Put him in some
well
long
served
pants.
To remember
I agree.
The long and cherished tradition we
it's
have
like
in
he's
this
about
country
to leave Congress
of settling
and chase
our
ice
political
truck.
Differences at the ballot box.
Oh,
for nearly two and a half centuries, our
kids being kids.
Kids being kids. Cannot love it.
It's
you
know, the best.
If you have problems with that, and I hope the congressman doesn't. I really do. I really hope, because that's just a kid being a kid. Come on.
I love it. Mike, world record holders, I think we've talked to a few of them.
It must be the time of year where, Jesus, I throw them away now, most of them. It's constant. Every day somebody's trying to do something.
Well, I only like a world record of someone that's doing something useful, something that will help better our country.
Right.
And ladies, this guy is single. He broke the world record for typing the alphabet on a computer keyboard with his nose.
Start.
That would not have worked without the video.
No, it wouldn't have. But look, he's already up to K. He's
you
a
know,
winner.
You know this has to be rehearsed.
Of course. Or you don't just do it. And I love that the video has the Guinness World Record seal on it. That makes it official.
There it is. Oh, that's the dude right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and
huh?
There's a double thumbs up. So congratulations to him.
Fantastic.
I don't have his name because he doesn't.
Take him out for a Gordon Ramsay pizza. Good stuff.
Do you have a fire hydrant in your neighborhood?
Of course. Yeah. Got one right next to the house.
I have. You have one in the kitchen.
I have a full-fledged. Yeah, we take fire danger very seriously in the O'Mara house. That's why there's a hydrant in the middle of my living room.
I have a hydrant at the end of my street that the dogs love. When I walk mm-hmm. the dogs, they both love right. to visit it. But in Los Angeles, this is not okay. People are stealing fire hydrants for scrap metal. They're selling the metal of fire hydrants.
That means my pipes would probably be valuable.
Pipes,
right? The pipes that I want to
well,
get rid of.
Well, I suppose, but I think really my
scrap metal. I'll call a scrap yard.
Okay, do it. But
absolutely.
I think your best bet is to give them away for free.
Yeah, don't
or
like
free
things away. Really,
I know.
I don't like that. It's too nice. Go ahead,
right.
Rob.
10th caller now wins pipes.
I got good pipes, man.
I got great pay. Good yeah. pipes, ready to travel.
Hey, do you know? Did I ask you whether Dude Walker has done a W.B. Mason ad or not?
You did, and I haven't talked to him recent enough. I'm going to call him this week just to catch up.
If that's not Dude, it's somebody who sounds eerily similar to Dude. I watch the Red Sox games.
Yeah.
W.B. Mason is a big sponsor, and I think that's Dude doing the commercial. And that's a good get for him.
I wonder. Yeah, it is. But when you are a really storied, successful announcer like Dude, and you start hearing people that sound like you,
yeah.
I wonder if you get offended or if you're honored. Because they're taking your business.
I know you did.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Yeah. Reliable Stores. Still remember them. Hi, guys. How you doing? Thank you.
Didn't you do the Marlowe guy, too, a little bit?
The one I did, I don't even remember what the spots were, but it's like for 3 days. Today is the day that you will do that. It was horrible. And they were such weens to work for. But I'd go up there and do like 9 spots. We don't want to pay you what the guy gets, but please sound like the guy. Yeah,
yes,
welcome
exactly.
to my world. And very so, talented mimic.
So
my world, Rob.
Mind your fire hydrants.
Okay.
Hi, Lou. Good morning. Apparently, this has become a major issue.
By the way, this is a lady reporter, not a fire hydrant.
In this neighborhood and other surrounding neighborhoods, take a look. They noticed this one yesterday.
Gone.
Their fire hydrant just completely gone. In fact, 4 fire hydrants in the area of 82nd and Hooper on this block, they don't have a single operating hydrant in case of a
Hooper.
Fire. Take a look. One was taken last night and the other taken on Thursday. Thieves are turning off the water first and then literally unbolting the fire hydrants and using their vehicles to knock it off and haul it away. And it's not just here. Sheriff deputies told neighbors they've seen the same thing happening in Linwood, where multiple hydrants have been taken there too.
I wonder how much they weigh. They've got
I wonder where is the main. I'm sure it's a simple thing
yeah.
where you turn off the main that goes into. I mean,
do you remember seeing there used to be like textured plates that were held down by an anchor screw? I think that's how you get to the water.
Okay.
The water,
all
the main
right.
for
very
the neighborhood.
Cool. Right. You know, it's you're jeopardizing people's lives.
Yeah. Come well, this now. Really, it really upset Linus.
And now they're going to have to replace them, and that's less money for the school buses.
You know what?
Oh, boy.
Replace them with your pipes.
Yeah.
Pipes.
Absolutely. You can eat.
Pipes. Mm-hmm. Finally, Mike, Have you ever been a resident of an apartment where you had people above you that were noisy?
I have lived at the Willow Lake Apartments in Laurel, Maryland.
I've been there.
You have been there. The people upstairs were fine. The people below, not so much, because they, when you have somebody below you that makes a racket, that's really loud, because the mostly it's the people upstairs. And it's usually the pitter-patter of feet with people running up and down.
But, you know, you have to be as courteous as you can, you know, to the people. But if you are the people underneath, there is a way. We close with this. There is a way to get revenge. All you have to do is take your roommate and put them upside down. It is a guy holding a woman upside down, walking around the living room, and she is slamming her feet up and down on the ceiling. And that, Mike, is how you get revenge.
That's awesome. I love that, that you know they have to be so frustrated, and it makes me miss apartment living, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike,
it really
don't
does.
Miss it too bad. Someday we may get to do it again.
All right, a couple of things I want to remind you about. Please. At the end of the show here. We are still selling the TMOS cards. They're beautiful. You love them. You have them. Get your TMOS cards and get them signed, too, even though my signature, you know, you be the judge. You can write how bad it is when you
get an auto pen, actually signed by your 65-year-old hand.
Tomorrow, live stream on YouTube, TMOS Portal Show, 4 p.m. Eastern. We're taking your video chats, and we're going to do it all day on the show. So please remember that start time, 4 p.m. Eastern time. The whole gang will be there, and we will be talking to you live on YouTube on The Mike O'Mara Show. That's it. We got to get out of here. Josh will be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Lecker.
How about that?
Here's Johnny.
Well, I don't get the rain, they ain't cold, but
the rent stays like a buffalo.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big.